This is your girl Leah B, and I welcome you guys to the latest episode of In the Mix with Leah B. Yes, y'all. Yes, y'all. Hope you guys are having an awesome weekend. And Christmas is coming up. I know you guys are excited about that. I know I am. And my birthday, Lord Jesus, my birthday's coming. I am blessed to see another year, but at the same time, it's like, bruh, for real? Yes. Yes. It's crazy. But yes, I cannot believe we're at episode 50 now. Yes, episode 50. I cannot believe that, but it's exciting. I've been in the game for 2 years already now, so almost three. So it's truly a blessing that you guys are still rocking with your girl and enjoying my content. I'm going to be try to be more and more consistent with the episodes, drop episodes, like pre-batch the episodes. Well, not really pre-batch. Well, batch them, I should say. And crank them out like weekly, so you guys don't have to wait as long as I do. So, as long as I put them out, because I tend to put them out kind of sporadically and whatnot. So, so let's get into this episode. This episode is on a guy you probably never heard of him, but he had this song that used to come on. I don't know if y'all watched BET back in the 90s, as I did as a kid. I would, at like midnight, like they called it Midnight Love, right? It was like they would play all the like slow jam videos, and this guy would always be on here, and his name is Byron. He only had one song really, and they would play this video all the time called Destiny. And yeah, they would play this video all the time on that show. So let's get into it. His name is Byron Davis. He's from Cleveland. He was the son of a preacher. His mom played the drums. I'm sorry, no. He grew up basically, you know how church kids are. He grew up in his church, his father's church. His dad was a minister. He played the drums while his mom played the organ. So his whole background was in church, pretty much. His musical talents basically shined in school too as well, where he performed in the jazz ensemble. And after he graduated high school, he attended the Berklee College of Music in Boston in 94. And during that time, while he was trying to get his foot in the door in the music industry and whatnot, contribute a song on one of Whoopi Goldberg's movie soundtracks that she was in called Eddie. I remember that movie. That movie was the dumbest movie ever. That movie, she was a basketball coach for the I think it was the New York Knicks. That movie was so wet. I just at the time I was like, nah bro, that movie was stupid. So while he was on the Eddie soundtrack, the song that he contributed to was called Sisters. And it didn't do well at all. Period. It just did not do well at all. But But what really contributed to his success was he wrote a song, one of Drew Hill's songs called Tell Me, that was on the soundtrack called Tell Me What You Want. Hey, tell me what you need. Yeah, that was on there. And as you know, you probably saw the dance on the video and everything. Yeah, and that that broke him into the music industry when he wrote that song. And that's when, once people heard of him writing that, that's when he was able to sign a record deal with Island Black Def Jam Music. And that's when he released the single Destiny, which was released in 98. And the first single that was released on there was called Can We Get Down. That didn't do well at all. It didn't really gain a following for him at all, period. And that's when he released Destiny. Destiny was a song that was truly ahead of its time during that time. Not many, the sound was very different for a song in the 90s, pretty much. And that's during that time, that's when the Neo Soul movement was just beginning to surface at that time, and it hadn't really gained its wide world acclaim like it did in a few years. So it was very Neo Soul, pretty much. And it was very different for that record. So the album itself, it kind of just fell underneath the radar, and he could just pretty much disappear. Not many people heard of him after that. He just disappeared, because after that, I was like, dude, where'd he go? And he just, disappeared, because I really, really liked that song. But he didn't really disappear like that. He didn't just said, quit the music business and be out. He was known to write and produce. So he was writing songs for Ron Isley, Pink, Kelly Price. And he also had two independent albums that was released. And the first independent album was released in 2003. And the second album that was independent was called The Works in 2008. And the 2003 album was called Free. I don't remember if I said that, but yeah. But so I don't know if it did anything. It kind of, I guess, it really kind of just faded, those two albums. But he did have a song with Robert Gasper and Michelle. I can't pronounce that. I know who she is. Michelle Agenigano, whatever her name is. Called Ball of Clay. And after that, he's still making music and everything like that. He's just basically writing and directing stage plays and whatnot now. So, and also had a the documentary and short films and whatnot. So, but yeah, this episode is kind of short, and hope you guys enjoy it. If you guys want to keep up with me, and if you guys really want to tell me what episodes that you like, tell me what you want me to talk about. And I, on my website, inthemixwithleahb.com, I have a episode sheet where you can put down the topics of what you want me to talk about for the upcoming episodes. So you guys just click on it. I'm gonna put the website and the show notes and everything, so you guys can tell me what y'all want to talk about and all that stuff. So I want to hear from y'all, you know what I mean? I want to hear from you. If you like, enjoy what I put out, I want to hear from you. I want to hear what you got to say. And yeah, just put the just click on the In the Mix with Leah B website. It would be on their episode request form. It's on in the episode sheet, like where the episodes and where I put my stuff and everything like that. So check it out. It's In the Mix with LeahB.com. If you want to keep up with me on social media, In the Mix with LeahB.com on Instagram, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter. Those are pretty much the three places that you'll hear the podcast. Well, where I promote the podcast and everything like that. So if you want to keep up, I'm mostly on Instagram. Facebook, I got to do more on that and everything like that. So, all right, y'all. Another episode will be coming tomorrow, maybe. Yeah, tomorrow or Monday. And it's on Kenny Lattimore, y'all. Kenny Lattimore. So, these three the first episode this month was supposed to come in November. It was on Joe. Y'all check that out. And this episode, and then Kendall Lattimore would be the last episode for the year until 2023. So, you guys stay blessed, stay tuned for what's gonna happen in 2023. I'm excited and all that stuff. So, all right, y'all. Y'all have a fantastic weekend. Be blessed. Have a happy holiday season. All that good stuff. So, all right, y'all. Peace and love.